527 groups are tax-exempt organizations that can raise and spend money on political campaigns as long as they tell the IRS where the money's coming from. Mike McCabe of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says over the past 3 months, two wealthy Milwaukee donors gave substantial sums to groups on each side of the governor's race. The money went to three 527s that then sent it back to groups in Wisconsin to be spent on ads, mailings, and get-out-the-vote efforts.
Mike and Mary Sue Shannon, they gave $1 million to the Republican Governors Association. On the Democratic side, Lined Eline and her Brico Fund gave close to $900,000 to a couple of these 527s.
Most of Eline's money went to Emily's List, with a smaller portion going to the League of Conservation Voters. These two groups, together with the Greater Wisconsin Political Fund, raised $2.1 million for Democrats since January. The Republican Governors Association has raised $4 million in the same time period. McCabe says it's important for voters to know who's funneling money to which candidates.
Knowing who's putting money behind those candidates is going to be a very important signal about who those officials will end up favoring once they've been elected to office. And that's a valid consideration for voters.
McCabe says while it's possible to trace the source of funds from 527 groups, these same groups also spend money on issue ads. And under current law, the source of those funds can be kept secret. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.